This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Senators bail on Trump care, so it's no go. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you feeling, America? A wrecking ball that never happened. Yeah. So with Mike Lee and Jerry Moran on board, throw in Rand Paul and Susan Collins already there. It ain't happening, folks. So now the president is pushing for repeal, repeal, and then worry about it later. But part of what's happened is Americans are all over this health care thing and scared to death they're going to lose health insurance. So as much as they might like not like parts of it, they don't like the idea of losing it either. And it depends on the constituents. I said this before. You get elected by the people who elect you in your districts. What do they want? What are some of these Republican governors saying? And there's pressure to not rip up the current system. Shockingly, there are definitely a lot of Republicans on board with that. Too big of a cost shift to the states in some cases, I guess. And that's made this very difficult. So there's not enough votes. Not enough votes means it ain't going to pass. I figured that out pretty easy. And I said this. Didn't I say you'd be lucky if you had anything that happened in the fall? So the Republicans are reeling after this health care collapse, thinking that this was going to be a layup because of the reaction to Trump when he was running and talking about repealing and replacing health care. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said late Monday that the chamber's current approach would fail because there's too much opposition. So they're talking about just this repeal thing. The repeal-only approach is backed by conservatives who say Congress should just pass again what it already approved in 2015. So, I don't know, repeal and then work on a new health care plan where maybe the Democrats are part of this, which would be so smart to do. If they could make that happen. Just repeal it. And then work on the replace part, but really work on it. And try to get more Democrats on board as well. Senator Lindsey Graham had another approach. He talked about a bill he recently proposed to give states a chunk of money and let them decide how to keep much of Obamacare, you know, whether to keep much of it, or to try something new. But that approach is bombing miserably, as the right and the left are both saying, are you kidding me? People can barely tell you what their health plan consists of, let alone, here, we'll just let you decide what to do. Unfortunately, because if you could treat adults like adults, maybe that would be a good way to do it, but that is just way off base. Are you kidding? More people understand who the Kardashians are married to or dating or divorcing than they do about their own health care. So that's the bottom line. It's, you know, it's not happening. And they're right about that. That's not an option because it's not going to flow. It's not going to pick up any kind. Of traction. Meanwhile, while that's happening, day 1 million, no kidding, day whatever of the Trumps and Russia, interesting story today, Donald Trump Jr.'s lawyer responding to claims about the president's son not being forthcoming from day one about his meeting with a Kremlin-linked lawyer, said, the lawyer said, we're fully prepared to discuss the details surrounding the get-together. We'll do it. In the meantime, the New York Times published the statement by someone else on Twitter. The newspaper reported on July 8th that Trump Jr. during the election met with a Russian lawyer who promised him damaging information about Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. The meeting was also attended by Jared Kushner, then Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. So there's not too much denying of, I don't know, there's not too much denying of that, right? Where does it all go? Where does it all end up? Well, that's the part we have no clue of where this all ends up. I mean, look, Don Jr. released an email chain last Tuesday detailing the setup of the meeting, handled by publicist Rob Goldstone, but before then offering varying accounts of the get-together. And the president applauded his son for transparency, said he was a high-quality person. But this week's a different week. Nobody's talking about high-quality person. They're talking about that dummy. Why did Don Jr. release that information as if handing it over on a silver platter? Does it really make any sense? And the answer is, I don't think it makes sense, depending on what the strategy is. Is there any strategy in all of this? That always seems to be lacking. Tactical, tactical, tactical. Oh, yeah, we got to come up with a strategy. If only we had a strategy. So I don't know. This could go in a lot of different directions. Maybe not the direction Russia wants, maybe not the direction the United States wants either. I see it as what they call a double negative. It's a double negative. It really is. I mean, it's just caused Trump Sr.'s ratings to fall down, approval ratings. But then what do you do with this scenario? And I don't know, what is the... I keep going back to, just tell us the hardcore evidence. Not the hearsay, not the this is what it looks like, not the, oh boy, they're in trouble because... I mean, let's just lay it out, A through Z. Someone has to lay the whole thing out, and then you can see it from end to end and make a better assessment. It's just going back to, is there anything really to this? So he met with someone from Russia. What were her credentials? What were their credentials? Where was this going? Was it some kind of a weird bargain? And I'm thinking it's not a weird bargain. I don't think so. Here's what's interesting. If you think about this now, this is just the beginning of this administration. Do they run for a second term? I think he does. I think they're already talking about it. And who? What Democrat goes up against Trump, no matter where his approval ratings are, and beats him? Who is the hot Democrat that's going to knock off Donald Trump when the economy is relatively stable? Something to think about. Coming up a little bit later this hour, Forbes Books at Bedtime, plus a deeper version of the mailbag. Meet you on the flip side.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Kind of rise in nostalgia and people wanting to go back to the 80s, and then millennials who don't know much about the 80s actually being involved in 80s music. And I think Heart is getting booked all over the place, or it seems like every festival I go to, they're somewhere on the docket. All right, as we kind of jump around, that's what I call my jump around segment. We talked about the healthcare situation. It's just iced. If they trash it and then wait, you know, repeal it and then just wait, that could be a possibility, but not sure where that goes. And then the whole idea would be to have a real full-on discussion, Republicans and Democrats. Didn't we do that before? Yeah, we did. It didn't work out great. I can always try again, right? If you are off the North Carolina coast, this is scary. I don't know. I'm fascinated by the whole shark thing, I have to say, if you've ever listened to the show. A great white shark, nearly as long as a car, weighing more than 1,000 pounds, was spotted off the North Carolina coast this weekend. Hilton, 12.5 feet, 1,326 pounds, mature white, great white shark. Spotted off of Cape Lookout on Saturday. So you got to think like this. Think of the average Toyota Camry. Or maybe Honda Civic. About 15 feet long. That's how long the shark was. You know, North Carolina, it's so strange, has averaged about 2 to 3 shark attacks a year for the past 14 years. But they haven't had a fatal one since 2001. The United States is averaging about 41 attacks a year since 2001. They have this international shark attack file at the University of Florida. So since Hilton the Great White was tagged, he's been tracked near North and South Carolina dozens of times. Within 72 hours, he traveled more than 224 miles up the North Carolina coast from South Carolina. Yeah, pretty interesting. I think it's cool that they, you know, have them tagged, because then they can keep track of their movements and have a better sense of what the shark is doing, I think. And that's the whole idea. Is there a shift in feeding grounds, or why are we seeing that? Whatever the reason is, smart, very smart to tag them. Definitely. In the meantime, while that's happening, and I mentioned this in a previous hour, Game of Thrones. Winter is here. Viewership off the charts. So, the penultimate season of Game of Thrones, HBO's blockbuster series, really tripped into the hearts of a lot of people. Because the highest before for, excuse me, for a debut was much less. It's the asbestos in the studio. Much less than what they got last night. The Dragonstone episode snagged 10.1 million viewers for its premiere. Yeah, so it's very telling of how we watch television today. The opener pulled in another 6 million viewers on the same day DVR playback and streaming via HBO Go and HBO Now went all in. Last night's episode was based on the George R.R. Martin's books. I mean, it's the most in HBO history. The 10.1 million viewership total is up over 27%. Excuse me, over the season 6 debut. So those are huge numbers. Boy, oh boy. This is what happens when you have a change in a little tweak in a studio and a change in the weather. I don't know. I never had allergies, and I don't know how many of you deal with the allergy thing. I have a cough button, so my next show, the cough button will be hooked up, needless to say. This one, there was no time to hook it up, but it will be hooked up from now on. I think it's the allergy switch. I know you know what I mean, where all of a sudden the allergies just smash you because of the change in the weather, and especially it can be really bad jumping from state to state. And I guess, I mean, to me, that's what I think happened with me. I've actually gotten a bunch of emails from some of you talking about that. Does it seem like there is something different in the air? Well, here's the thing. We can't compare notes so much on that because it varies from place to place. So what may be bothering me might not be bothering you at all because I don't have any of it. I'm not even, you know, sure what it is. Like, I'm not sure what it is I'm allergic to, but there's something, and it's something that pops up into the air this time of year. It could be cottonwood, could be some other insane, crazy, stupid allergy. I just don't know what it is at this point. You might have missed this. I talked about this the other day. The Martin Landau, the actor, was so good as Ed Wood, and he passed away over the weekend at the age of 89. He was in that movie, Ed Wood, Bela Lugosi, that's the role he played, and he deserved that Oscar, he really did. They said it was just unexpected complications during a short hospitalization. What's really weird is, boy, that cough button can't come soon enough. What's really weird is that he spent 5 years as a newspaper cartoonist before deciding to focus on acting. So he started Mission Impossible, the television series Misdemeanors, North by Northwest. I mentioned Ed Wood, where he won the Oscar. But isn't it interesting that he was a cartoonist, too? I had no idea. And North by Northwest, if you go back and watch that, that is an awesome Alfred Hitchcock movie. And he is so good in that movie. Oh, he is so good in that movie. And he was a solid, I mean, he was a solid actor. Definitely. As far as character actors go, he's right up there with the best of them. Because you see his face, and you recognize that you've probably seen him in a myriad of movies. And you start to think about the movies, and I did that after I saw the story about what had happened to him. And realized, yeah, I've seen him in, gosh, I've seen him in just about every possible scenario you could think of. And he could pull it off. I mean, there was a key. Whatever was asked, he could pull it off. So difficult for not the lead role, for the character role, sometimes to be able to do that, period. Right? Definitely. By the way, if you haven't had enough of them, I'm going to throw this in for the lighter side. I was just reading a story about emojis. New emojis coming to your iPhone later this year. I just got used to the ones that they bombarded me with, but that's what they're saying. If you're struggling to pick the perfect emoji, your choices are about to multiply. Apple released a preview of several images poised to debut on iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, and Mac computers later this year. Some of the new icons would be a bearded person and a woman breastfeeding, they say. Emojis are created by the Unicode Consortium. Did you know that? A nonprofit group composed mostly of volunteers from tech companies. They vote on the new symbols that make it into the roster. It then ups them to firms like Apple and Google to support the new emoji in their products. Pretty wild. If you go and really check out your emojis, you'd be blown away by some of the ones that you'll find. Forbes Books at Bedtime next on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tonight, Shauna Sukash, she's got a great book out called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. She certainly knows about sales. You know, a lot of people, I'm sorry, blow smoke at you. She doesn't. She was a million-dollar B2B buyer for over 20 years. And check this out. When I met Shauna, I found this out. In 2008, she founded an association of buyers whose annual spending exceeded, check this out, ready, $5 billion, right? So she's earned a seat at the table. In fact, she gets the head seat at the table. I'm surprised Richard Branson and everybody else isn't just banging her door down. And maybe they are, I don't know, but luckily she's joining us. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm great. I would love it if Richard Branson would come calling. That would be awesome.
I think so, too. Go to his island. You know, he has that island.
Right.
We can go hang out on his island. I'll go with you.
That'd be fine.
I love your title, Don't Become Extinct. So it's provocative. What do you mean when you say don't become extinct?
Well, I did a research study, and the findings were shocking to me. So it led me to make the prediction that within 10 years, 80% of traditional salespeople are going to become extinct because buyers don't trust them anymore, and they're using outdated methods. And if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be out of job. So it's like a massive extinction to me.
And knowing that, you're saying that, you know, they're using outdated methods, and if they don't change and they don't adapt, etc., that's where they'll find themselves. Why do you think there is that reluctance to change? Because certainly lots of sales teams know that, but they don't adopt these new methods.
Right. Well, what I'm finding is it comes from higher up. who haven't, you know, like maybe there's an older leader who hasn't been on the front line of sales in a long time and hasn't felt this shifting dynamic that's going on in buyers across all industries. And so they say, I hate this phrase, it's a numbers game. You just have to cold call more. You just have to send out more emails. Look, it's not about more anymore. It's about shifting how you're connecting with buyers, because buyers can kind of sense when they're being sold to, and we don't like that anymore. You know, it's just we want authenticity and we want relationships.
I like that. So give us some tips on how should you connect. How do you develop that relationship? What are some ways to do that?
We have to approach the buyer differently. It used to be that you approached the buyer as your company first, and then as a salesperson, and then you got to humanize yourself a little bit after you knew the buyer for quite a while. And now it's completely flipped. You have to come at the buyer as a real human being that's flawed and fun and, you know, whatever is authentically you, and then you ease into the sales mode, because buyers don't trust salespeople and they don't trust companies anymore. They trust their peers. They trust people that are real and authentic and, you know, and come at them in a natural way. And so one of the things I recommend is social proof. We hear this a lot nowadays. It's a real buzz phrase. You have to capture other buyers saying things about you and then share that with your prospects, because your prospects don't believe what you say. They believe what their peers say, even if they're complete strangers. They believe those peers online or whatever way you're presenting that social proof to them. So it's a whole new game out there. You can't just cold call and expect to be successful.
Yeah, great advice. So it might be that you get a quotes testimonial, or when you say social proof, or maybe even a video. And listen, you don't have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a broadcaster. You could be a lawyer. You could be an accountant. You could be really in any field and, frankly,
yes,
get a little snippet of a video, correct?
Exactly. And you hit on it brilliantly. Video is key. We don't read anymore as a culture. We don't read written testimonials, and frankly, we don't trust written testimonials because they can be fake. We want to see a video of a buyer who's really happy with the product, with the salesperson, with the company, because we can trust that, and we can see in their eyes and you know, if they're really happy, okay, I trust this product a little bit more. It's like, you know, when you're buying a car, you don't start that process by walking on the lot anymore. You go online and see what other people say about that car, and you do your research before you even talk to the salesperson. So, it's a whole new game of how you present your product, how you present yourself, and it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's fascinating to me as well, because you said it, the title, Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution, because if you don't evolve, you do run that risk of just being knocked out of the game, right?
Exactly. Yep. And there are solutions, there are tools, there are ways that you can do this, and it doesn't have to be brain damaged. It doesn't mean working harder. I feel bad for salespeople that think, there's something wrong with me, I just need to work harder. No, there's something wrong with the approach that you're using. Such a little tweak can make you really successful and not have to work as hard, and then you get to spend more time with your family and you get to make more money and, you know, all the things that we enjoy.
I like that. Spend more time with your family and do things you enjoy. The lifestyle. Wow. So one of the things that a lot of people talk about is LinkedIn, you know, and all the forms of social media you can use. But LinkedIn is sort of like a walking resume. But you say in your book that the fourth most preferred way you can connect with buyers is through LinkedIn. But you might be sensing that buyers are becoming more resistant to LinkedIn as a prospecting tool, and you're right. Why are they more resistant when really it's been so attractive to connect with people that way?
Well, LinkedIn is a fabulous tool. It's still a wonderful prospecting tool, but it's not as great as it was maybe 5 years ago, because salespeople have abused it, and they've reached out, sent generic connection requests, and then started selling right away, just using it completely the wrong way, like a yellow pages. And just, you know, buyers want to read your summary that is not a resume of how great you are as a killer salesperson. So you need to tweak that summary to talk about your passion for what you do and what gets you up in the morning, and humanize that profile so it's not a resume. And you reach out and make authentic connections on LinkedIn. And then buyers will still be open to that. But these generic requests to connect followed by a sales pitch, that's what's kind of making LinkedIn less effective for those traditional salespeople. So that's another way they need to evolve. Just change your approach slightly, and you'll be far more effective on LinkedIn. It's still a great tool.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, in talking about video, video calls are really powerful, aren't they? Because it's hard to hide who you are, and that authenticity, I think, pours out even if you have a tough time with that. Am I right?
Yes. So this is something that, you know, people think that Skype or my preference now is Zoom. People think that these are for calling grandma. And no, this is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal these days if you're a salesperson. You want to do everything you can to get that prospect on video. And you can even use tools to send video email that will actually get responded to because people are shocked, and it's harder to ignore a person. And when you're looking in someone's eyes in a video email or on a video call, it's harder to kind of be a jerk and hit delete. You're more engaged, and that's good for the salesperson. So try to use video in any way you can whenever possible. It's way more authentic, and humanizing yourself is the way that you're going to stay relevant.
Well, you said at the beginning, and we're speaking with Shauna Sukash. She's written a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. You can get it on Amazon for sure. Pick it up. But, you know, spread the word to your sales teams. It's an incredible book. It takes you all the way through what we're talking about now. You said in the beginning that, you know, it was shocking, amazing, the information that you found out. What was the most shocking thing you found out about where we're headed as far as sales is concerned?
Just the fact that largely, by and large, and salespeople out there know what I'm talking about, they're being ignored. And that is the first thing that's going to lead to extinction. If they think that they can just keep doing more of the same, they're going to become extinct because we don't need them. I referred to the car scenario before. You step on the
yes.
lot these days once you've already made your decision on what car you're going to buy, what color, everything. What value does the salesperson bring? So that salesperson is going to become extinct unless you develop a really cool relationship with that person and you trust them, and then you send referrals to them, and you buy your next car from them, and they're going to stick around a lot longer. They're going to be successful. But if that salesperson just stays, you know, in the rut and in the traditional mode, they're going to be gone. We don't need that salesperson anymore to educate us, to help us find the right model. We've already done that. So we're really a more informed culture than we've ever been thanks to the internet. So the sales funnel as a result is really shrinking, and the sales role is changing. So yeah, the whole function of the salesperson is what shocked me the most, is that it's just rapidly changing, and more so than any other time in our history. I think this is just past 3 years kind of stuff, and going forward the next 10 years, it's going to continue to just hugely shift because we're a really educated culture. We want to shop in our jammies, you know, so a lot is going to change, and I really feel for salespeople. I really want to help them stay relevant.
I love it. Shauna Sukash, thanks so much. Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. Again, you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Shauna.
Thanks, Kate.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The mailbag is full, no surprise to me. I say this all the time, but it is a delight. Thank you for jumping on americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and then letting your thoughts flow. Let's go to this first one. This one is from Greg, who says, Kate, I heard what you were talking about with health care and the Republicans in the Senate. It just seems so ridiculous to me that the Republicans and the Democrats can't get together, although when it leaves my lips as I am writing this to you, I realize the ideologies are so different. Their constituents are different in what they want, and you mentioned it. Let's face it, they are put there to represent their people, the people who elect them, so they're going to bend to the will of the people. Don't you think that pretty much is it in a nutshell? Yes. I think people want to get reelected. And they do listen to their constituents if they're getting an overwhelming avalanche of whatever it is. No on this, yes on this. Here's what's happening with Medicare. Yes, they're going to go in that direction. Here's the thing. You're elected to represent your people. Absolutely. But the problem is somewhere there's got to be a meet in the middle. How is it that there's no meeting in the middle? I don't understand that. It seems so odd to me that we come to this fork in the road where very rarely, even though if you talk to people in the Senate, they'll say, oh, we talk to each other. It certainly doesn't seem that way to me. It used to be that way. Even massive arguments, I get it. Massively different ideologies. But sometimes there was a way to figure it out. We all want good health care. Let's start with that. How do we get decent health care in this country? And it's complicated. Yes. How do we make it work? All right. How about this one? This one is from Robbie, who says, Kate, I know that you're into sports as well as politics and business and all that. I wondered your reaction to the Hall of Fame sportscaster Bob Wolf dying. He was such a known entity, certainly in New York, but beyond that, did you ever have a chance to meet him? I did have a chance to meet Bob Wolf when I was at WFAN, and oh my gosh, iconic is the word. One of the best, most decorated, honored, whatever, play-by-play guys in history. He died in New York. He's 96. His son released a statement saying he died peacefully, and he's the only broadcaster in history to do play-by-play for the World Series, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, NFL Championship Game, which is now the Super Bowl. He had these just this incredible voice. He did. He was iconic, and he knew how to tell a story, I guess. And, you know, it's interesting. Wolf and Kurt Gowdy, I just found this out, are the only two broadcasters that are in the baseball and the basketball Hall of Fames, which is wild. And for a long time, he was the play-by-play announcer of the Westminster Dog Show. And with that voice, is pretty incredible. So thanks for mentioning that. I was lucky enough to have a quick brush with him. Absolutely. How about this one from Anne? Game of Thrones is back. Kate, what did you think of the premiere episode? I guarantee you watched it. I've heard you talk about GOT. I did watch it. I thought it was good. It was the setup to the big war. For people who don't know, it's this crazy thing so many of us have gotten involved in that's on HBO. And it was the adaptation of George R.R. Martin's story that a lot of my friends read. I didn't read the books. I heard the books are pretty incredible, but they got me interested in watching the series. So this is it. This is the tail end of it. And one of the key characters is Jon Snow. He is rallying the forces in the north. They're anticipating their battle against the threat from the White Walkers and the Army of the Dead. So that just gives you an idea of what we're dealing with here. But I thought it was pretty good. That's I'm going to say thumbs up. We'll see how the rest of it goes. Okay, let's move on to something else. How about this? This one is from Joe, listening to us in Sarasota. Joe says, Katie, the Russia, Russia, Russia comments are hilarious. You're right. Every single night, you can talk to whoever you want to, but it comes back to the same thing. There has to be the hardcore evidence, and I think they really need to have some testimony on the Hill. Let's hear what everybody has to say. Let's look up in the whites of their eyes and find out if this is a bunch of smoke and mirrors or there is something there. I think that's what Congress wants to happen. You know, there is no prediction for this. I don't get a good pulse on this either way. I mean, look, the Russia scandal is in this weird kind of place. We're going to keep talking about it. So whether there's collusion with the Russians or what, the evidence is shown. If it's not hearsay, if it's not leaked sources, if it's an email chain released by Don Jr. himself, well, you know, there you go. How much weight do you carry in this? We want the truth. Just give us the truth, whatever it is. And that's the key. What's the truth? What does it mean? Forget the scapegoating and the nonsense and the speculating. Let's hear about it, right? It's ratcheted up to a crazy level, I'll say that. I mean, that's why I say it's Russia, 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 because we keep coming back to the same place, the same place. All right, how about this one is from Ian. Kate, I listened to the show first time I've emailed you. You rock, sister. I listen to you in Portland a lot of time. So when I'm in that insomnia phase, I am listening, and I listen to you sometimes in replay. So I saw the approval ratings of Donald Trump. What do you make of that? I heard you mention it. Only 36% of Americans approve of the president's performance, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. Well, I think the Russia thing, I think the health care deal, that hasn't happened. I think when you first get into office, any president, you have a higher approval rating, and then it dips anyway. You know, will it continue to dip? What does that mean? I mean, here's the things that I think irk some people, the Twitter stuff. It gets on some people's nerves, although some would say, hey, that's how he communicates. So it's a yin and a yang kind of thing. But the Obamacare deal, to replace it, it hurts. The Russia speculation can't help. So I think that all of that thrown into the pile is part of what would pull numbers down. Will it change? I mean, look, the economy's good, so that helps. That would help the number. I think that's what it is. It's going to be what happens with healthcare. It's going to be what happens with whatever the scandals are. All right, how about this? This one is from Melissa, who says, Kate, did you see the story of Julia Hawkins? I know you like feel-good stories sometimes, and you call it the Daily Salute, or you used to on your show anyway. Did you see the story about this woman running the 100-yard dash? I did. I just saw that, though, actually, early in the morning. She set a 100-meter dash record for women 100 years or older. So there it tells you. This is unbelievable. She ran the 100-meter dash in 40.12 seconds, and she was at the U.S. Track and Field Outdoors Masters Championships over the weekend. And think of that. She's 101 years old, and she's running. I loved the pictures of her where they say, Julia Hurricane Hawkins swept through the 100 meters in 40.12 seconds, setting a record. That is so cool. I mean, it's so cool. All of us complain. This woman is running in a race. She puts us all to shame at this age, right? So stop your whining and get your rear ends out there. 101. You can't walk around the block and get a little exercise? Man, that is crazy. Good for her. Congratulations. Okay, we move on to another one. And this one is from Celeste. Celeste says, Kate, I know that you were talking with the young lad you had on about Teslas, that his mother apparently drove a Tesla. Did you see that there is the new Tesla? The one that they're really trying to market, the Model 3? I did see that. I've talked about that, I think. But he showed it off, so it was on Twitter and Instagram over the weekend anyway. So it's this four-door sedan, and it's beautiful looking. It's a normal car looking, if you want to call it normal. I mean, it's a beautiful. And they want to ramp these out. These are the cars that more people, they say, will drive. Within a matter of days, they opened up pre-orders for the Model 3 about a year ago. Within a matter of days, about 300,000 customers put down $1,000 deposits to reserve a place in line to get them. And it is a gorgeous looking car. It is. And here's the thing. The new car costs $35,000. I mean, that's half the price of Tesla's next cheapest car, the Model S. So the Model 3 comes just days after Volvo announced it was going all in on an electric car and whatnot. So how about that? Yeah, pretty wild. I mean, it is a cool looking car, I have to say that. All right, thanks for all your emails. As a reminder, I said it at the top, I'll say it again. Any thoughts? Anybody you want us to recognize in your neck of the woods? Any cool stories? Reveal them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and you're in. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.